Rochelle Kruzmark, and my husband Brad and I farm with our two sons and our daughter-in-law near Tremont, Minnesota. And we grow corn and soybeans, custom finished pigs, and have a cow-calf beef herd.
Rochelle, you have been appointed again by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to serve on the United Soybean Board. First, tell me about the value of USB and why you feel it's important to be a part of it.
Well, you know, obviously right now the market prices for our soybeans are low and lower than what we would prefer. But I see crop opportunities, which is a term that Communications came up with last winter that we're using at the United Soybean Board. So for our crops, there are opportunities, right? So I see a lot of crop opportunities for farmers. And I am now saying that we are even more resilient than the soybeans that we grow.
Now, when you talk about those crop opportunities, Rochelle, I know it's a broad brush, but if you were to zero in on some specific opportunities that you've seen as either current profit centers or potential profit centers for U.S. soybean farmers, where are you looking?
Well, in February, the USB directors decided to focus on emerging markets, both domestic and international, while maintaining the partnerships that we have built over the last couple decades within those mature market areas. So many of our projects for fiscal year 2019 actually are investment opportunities that reflect those objectives. So, for instance, emerging markets are maybe in smaller countries that their middle class is now growing, so they're eating more meat. And with 97% of our soybean meal going to animal agriculture, mainly poultry and swine and some aqua, we really like to focus on that because meal really drives the market. But now we also know that oil has become not just a byproduct, because our checkoff investments have actually moved that oil from being just a byproduct to actually a commodity. And with this high oleic market pull that we're doing now, we have enough high oleic soybeans that are produced that we can really start marketing that oil.
Do you look at your position on the USB board as almost as like a representative of soybean farmers across the country? And if so, how do you take feedback from them, input from them, and also your own experiences on the farm to kind of shape your influence on the board?
That's exactly what we are. We are representatives of all U.S. soybean farmers. So no matter where we call home, we represent all of the soybean farmers across the United States. I just happen to farm in Minnesota. And so obviously listening to my neighbors and people from the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association and other groups that I affiliate with, you hear, and then we ask, we do surveys to actually ask farmers to tell us. So I would encourage farmers, instead of just throwing away surveys or getting annoyed by those phone calls with surveys, if you get one from soybean organizations or other commodity organizations, we really do want to hear your opinion.
Given that you've served on the board already, and as you go into your next term, what has that feedback sounded like? What is the input that's been given, and what are you hoping to hear more of moving forward, Rochelle?
Well, Mark, we use what I call practical sense, right? We're all businessmen or businesswomen because we farm ourselves. And so to take what we produce, those commodities that we produce, through the processing and to a market, we really need to focus on how we're going to maximize profits, not only on our farm, but for everybody. So that looks very differently depending on if you're thinking of marketplace or demand or supply. You have a different bucket that you put your concentrated efforts into. So on the United Soybean Board, we have 9 different work groups that we split our 73 directors into these different work groups. So we get a good cross-section of opinions in every work group.
I don't know if you'll agree with this or not. I think you will. But when you think about how tumultuous this time is for farmers, and especially crop farmers, the role of the United Soybean Board, I guess I can't think of another time previous to this one where there has been so much uncertainty, so many challenges financially. And given that's kind of the current climate that you're working within, Rochelle, how does that also kind of shape decision making and shape where you exhaust the most resources, if you will?
Farmers are very resilient, like I said before. You know, to be in business of any kind, you have to be resilient. But there are a lot of challenges that we meet on the farm that we have no control over. So we need to focus our efforts and our investments on good, sound judgment and research. So that looks maybe different every year, but in the long run, we know that our goal is to be in business. So it doesn't really matter that the prices are low. We just need to look at the long-term effects because that's why we're here. A lot of us that are, you know, my age, in our 50s and even 60s, survived that 80s economic crunch. And interest rates were high, production was challenging. So I think we've learned a lot from those times and the last 30 years. And I think we're survivors. And so as a United Soybean Board, we're still going to hold true to our charge of maximizing those profits and representing all the U.S. soybean farmers.
I'd like to ask you about the harvest, but before that, anything else related to USB, Rochelle, that you want to make sure we talk about?
I'm just thankful for the opportunity to serve, Mark, serve another term to represent everybody, and I will do my best and to listen and represent everybody as well as I can to make wise investments. But I'm really excited about the changing faces and maybe some of the changing of our staffing model that our new leadership has adopted in the last year or so. And I think moving forward, it'll give farmers a clear voice and to give directives to what we want to see happen, you know, with our staff. So I'm really excited. This is a really good time for me to serve on this board.
How have rains in October and even some snowfall recently complicated harvest?
The weather has definitely been a challenge all year, from delaying planting to all summer long. It's just excessive rains and, yep, now snow. But there again, you got to look on the bright side, and right now we're in corn harvest and we haven't started soybeans yet. The ground is too wet to get out there and do soybeans, but I think the beans are ready now after this last snowfall. I don't know that we've ever made snowmen on October 14th.
And hopefully it's not something that you'll repeat anytime soon. How different do your yield expectations look today compared to, say, the middle of September, Rochelle, given that we've had continued weather problems of some strong winds that have moved through too? How has that changed your expectations?
I think our expectations for the corn has lowered just because, like you mentioned, the wind that we got laid some down and we're not able to pick all of it up. My family was just talking. We bought supplies and are going to run a hot wire around and turn some cows out in a couple cornfields and let them graze and glean what we missed. So I guess that's one advantage of having livestock is to be able to let them glean on what we couldn't pick up. But for the most part, yield expectations, I think for the soybeans, if we can get out there before the pods start popping open, I don't think they've changed since the middle of September.
I talked to Liz Stahl at the University of Minnesota a few days back, and I asked her about cover crops and how the weather problems we've been talking about might impact getting a good cover crop established in the fall. And I know we've talked in the past about your use of cover crops, and I would imagine that it's been challenging to get cover crops seeded and to get them established because you're still trying to get the crop out.
Yeah, Mark, we do use extensively use cover crops on our farm, and our intention was to put a cover crop on every acre after harvest. I think we're going to go out with the drill later this afternoon and hit a couple fields that we did not get, that we recently harvested. Maybe the end rows are still going to be a little wet because we've been driving on them. But hopefully in the next few days we can just run the drill right behind the combine and get everything seeded down.
Anything else on the harvest, Rochelle, that you want to make sure we talk about?
Can't think of anything. Just, you know, we want everybody to be safe and be alert and just keep the faith.